Here are today's top stories. Congressional Republicans use New Year's Day, observe, as a smokescreen to take away powers from an independent ethics office. You know, what you do when you have an evil plan with some meddling kids in the way. But seriously, why did they want to change it? Crane's columnist Greg Hines suggests it might have been personal, paging Congressman Roskam. Shady trip to Taiwan, anyone? Well, President-elect Trump went to Twitter and boom, Congress backed off. This is going to be such a fun 4 years. Wait, did I say fun? I meant fundamentally flawed. Is that? That's better, right? Rolls off the tongue. The Republican-led Congress also said Obamacare, toast. The Senate started the process to repeal today, but there is one small detail, minor. They don't have anything to replace it with. So some say the plan is to repeal and delay, just get rid of it and then just drag feet till they come up with a good idea. You know, like sleep on a book, that kind of thing. That's not politics. That's the kid in the back of the class who gets caught talking during the lesson and when called on it, just fakes it. No, Romeo and Juliet, it's a play about love. Chad, you got me this time. Good work. All right, moving on. Joe Scarborough from The Morning Joe is upset that the New York Times said he was, quote, partying at Mar-a-Lago with President-elect Trump on New Year's Eve. He wasn't partying. He was there as an investigative journalist pretending to be a blowhard cable TV talk show host who loves Trump. See, he's undercover, deep, fine line. The Clintons, both Hillary and Bill, will be in attendance at the Trump inauguration. Cue eye roll cutaway shots now. And Obama's coming to Chicago for his outgoing speech. Cue the crying old lady cutaway shot now. And Kim Kardashian's back on social media 3 months after her robbery in France. So cue the cutaway shot of Kardashian at some store saying, lipstick. And that's been the Downloads Cutaway Shot Report. You always got to know what the cutaways are going to be. Donald Trump went to Twitter to say if Mayor Emanuel needed help with Chicago violence, all he has to do is ask. Also, former Superintendent Gary McCarthy must have had on his New Year's resolution list continue to talk about how bad Chicago is. McCarthy blamed Black Lives Matter for the increase in shootings and homicides. Others blame Emanuel for not having police officers' backs and forcing unfair police reforms on him. And others blame the influx of guns from Indiana. I don't know. How about gangs, right? Anyone blaming gangbangers? Survey says? No. A new scientific study says that one of the reasons dinosaurs went extinct was because they took too long to hatch their eggs. So, do you hear that, everyone who's waiting till 35 to have kids? The teenagers in Kankakee? They're saving our species. A new organ has been discovered in the human body. I guess the mesentery organ has been hiding in the stomach all along. Well, isn't that completely terrifying? To quote Adam Sandler, how did we not know about that yesterday? Seriously, right? It's crazy. That scares me. Obamacare repealed, new organ. Medicine. In weather, well, Mother Nature looks to have taken a Christmas break. Now she's back at work and so much to catch up on. So many emails. First item of 2017, 20-degree swing. Supposed to be in the teens tomorrow. In sports, okay, that was a rocky preseason. Let's get this Bears season started. What? It's over? Ugh. The Bears cleaned out their lockers yesterday and put a cap on the worst season in franchise history. I mean, didn't the Bears once play with leather helmets? This was the worst? Worse than Wanstead, Geron, Tressman? It's ugly. A couple of Bears are saying that the team will shock the world in 2017. Yeah, after the last couple weeks, 7-9 would shock me. And to make matters worse, the scouts are saying that the college QBs coming out are not NFL ready. So I guess we're going to trade Alshon for Tony Romo? Week 3, he dislocates his shoulder, and we're right back to Matt Barkley. Let's go! Bear down! It's ridiculous, you guys. The Lions are in the playoffs. Come on! You know that's supposed to be our spot. The Lions? The NFL has just got to be taking a ton of Pepto-Bismol. But things are looking up. The Bears coaching staff was selected to coach the Senior Bowl in January. Yay! This means they get to coach and evaluate draft-eligible players, so get ready for a game of busted defensive back coverages. The safety's going the wrong... He's going... touchdown. In Bulls news, Jimmy Butler put up 52 points. Who remembers when Butler's first year, he was a defensive specialist who scored like 5 points a game? Do we remember that? I remember that. It's very Sammy Sosa-like. Can basketball players take steroids? Can they? Yeah. Anyway, go Jimmy. The Bulls continue their win some, lose some winter tour tonight. Hello, Cleveland! Dwayne Wade, game time decision. Denzel Valentine is out with a sprained ankle. Rajon Rondo still benched. What's that all about? because he's not playing fast enough? Did you not have him run a few burpees before you signed him? I mean, come on. Even I, the casual basketball fan, knows that Rondo's not fast. He's an old point guard who argues with refs. Why'd you sign him if you were just going to make an example out of him? I think it's official. Hoiberg? Hoiberg's weird. The Blackhawks lost yesterday outside in St. Louis. They've dropped 5 of their last 6, but it's a long season. This is the losing part. Next comes the big run, then a little bit more losing, then dominance in April, May, June. It's a hockey blueprint. And finally, Mariah Carey bombed on New Year's Eve. Yeah. But her management came out saying that Dick Clark Productions failed and didn't cut the commercial because they wanted a, quote, viral moment. Carey's team said that the production company lacked integrity. Mariah then went home and took off all her clothes for a selfie on Instagram because, you know, integrity. That's the carry out for January 3rd, 2017. 2017 is going to be a great year. It's going to be the year of the brown napkin. We put 300 in your bag. Happy New Year.